Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WIP, Howard Eskin here, getting ready for a baseball game. And one of the people getting ready for that baseball game is the manager, Rob Thompson, who is the manager of the Phillies. it's kind of interesting. When you're the interim manager, as it was the case last year, they never say you're the manager, even though you're the manager. It's like it has to be interim when there's the chyron underneath when you have a soundbite. Interim manager. No, he's the manager. did you ever think about that? Well, I'm the interim manager, but I'm the manager. You just think about yourself being the manager, right?
Yeah, that's the way you have to think about it, I think, because you got a lot of things that you have to do and a lot of people that you have to take care of. And there's so much going on that I never even thought about. Well, I'm the interim or I'm not the interim or I got a contract. Am I going to get a contract? I didn't think about any of that. It was just more day-to-day and taking care of business on a daily basis.
Everybody is different in some ways. You need the players to play. I've always said that. Doesn't matter what the sport is. Players got to play for you. I mean, you say, well, we got to put them in the right position, the right place, and all that kind of stuff. But how much different do you think your approach is than it was at the start of last season in the way you approach whether it's spring training or the season?
You mean at the start of spring training last year when I was a bench coach?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, there's a little more responsibility, I'm the guy that has to make the final decision on certain things, like who's playing and how many innings we're going to play and how we're going to ramp them up. As far as the pitching side of it, I rely on Caleb and Cap and Lundy with a lot of that. But as far as the position players are concerned, that's a big concern for me, and just to make sure that we get out of this time healthy and they're ready to go on opening day.
You know what? There was such a buzz about Andrew Painter the other day, and that's the question. One of my managers at WIP is a gigantic baseball fan, so I kind of bring him down to reality sometimes. You don't win a World Series every year, but... So I said, I was kidding with him. I said, the Phillies are on the way to the World Series. And his response in the text was, Andrew Painter. Is there really? He's 19 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, the last player that I remember, and it was Larry Christensen back in 1973, was a 19-year-old pitcher on a major league team. That doesn't happen. And I know he seems like his presence and everything, but really, that's got to be difficult for somebody and the responsibility of you putting him in the position to be on the team. How difficult is that?
It is. It's a little difficult because, this kid, he's only 19. He's got great stuff. We all know about the stuff. We all know about his presence and his maturity. But until the bright lights go on, you really don't know how a guy's going to react. And we think he's going to be fine, but you still don't 100% know. And this kid's going to have a long career as long as he stays healthy, and he's going to be a great Philly pitcher for a long time. I really believe that. But we got to keep him healthy, so we got to take care of him.
Okay, so you start the season. There's still a lot of days off, so you basically use four starters. Why would he be, and I mentioned it before you got here, I says, well, you got to keep his mind in the right direction to work hard and make him think he's got a chance to make the team. But why would he be on the roster going north when you really don't use five pitchers for the first month of the season?
Yeah, we will. We'll probably use five, though. We won't get into the sixth until later on, you know, when we have a long stretch of games where we don't have any days off. But we'll still probably use the five just to give guys extra days going in. And we know that Nola's numbers and Wheeler's numbers are much better with 5 days rest as opposed to four. So, and we're still kind of building them up. And, you know, it was a short off season, but guys got to pitch. But, you know, if Andrew's the best guy in the club and we think that he's ready to do this, then he'll probably make the club. But we'll just have to see.
The way baseball goes now, starters, six innings, you can't go through that lineup the third time. It drives me crazy. And we're both kind of back. We remember what it used to be like. Why is that the case? When you got Wheeler and Nola, who are strong guys, why can't they go, even though it's the beginning of the season, why can't they go deeper in a game?
Well, I think they can, depending on their pitch count and depending on, you know, the stress of the game that they're involved in. I mean, if you've got runners on every inning, your pitch count's in theory going to go up, and so you're probably going to be out early. But, you know, if guys are showing they still got good stuff and their pitch count's under control and they're done the sixth inning, I'm way going to let them go out for the seventh.
Okay. The new rules, and I was talking to somebody from the commissioner's office at the Super Bowl. There was an event that I went to, and he was there. He's from the commissioner's office, and I said, I don't like the new rules. He says, what do you mean? You got to give it a chance. Well, I don't like the shift, or I don't like taking away the shift. Guy's good enough, let him go the other way. And Larry Bowie understands, already figured out that they're going to put an outfielder over it out there, so we'll see if that happens. And I've heard that from other people. But the rule that's going to cause the most dilemma, and we talked about it yesterday with the other media people in your office, is that the pitch clock, and for the hitters, probably more than the pitchers. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, everything I've heard of from our player development managers and coaches is that they felt like the hitters were affected more so than the pitchers, even when everybody got used to it. So we'll have to see, and I've learned long ago because I'm very traditional in my way of thinking about baseball, but I've learned that a long time ago when you make changes to the rules, don't say anything about it until you actually see it, because I've been against rules and then all of a sudden I've fallen in love with it, like the replays and that type of thing. Before I make a comment on it, I'm just going to let it play out. But I think if we can get these guys comfortable with the pitch clock and we have 2.5-hour games, I think everybody's going to enjoy it.
You know what? I saw the pizza boxes. I mean the bases. Why did they have to increase the size of the bases?
Well, just because of injury more than anything, and I think that was more for the first baseman because of the running lane. I think that was put in place there. I'm not sure why all the other bases are bigger bases, but I can see for first base, maybe they just wanted to make it consistent.
Do you like it or not like it?
I like the first base being bigger because I've seen way too many injuries with first basemen.
But not the other bases?
I don't know what the reason is, but I think it's just consistency.
Well, it's about steal. I guess they want people to steal, but the analytics say that you're really not going to steal analytics. I hate that word. I don't hate anything. I don't think that should be part of any. Just play the game.
Yeah. And I think stolen base attempts will go up, and stolen base attempts will go up to third base as well, which makes it a little bit more exciting. But I don't see it going up that much, as much as people think it's going to go up.
All right, Rob. I've tried to understand you. And I want your job to be easy, right? So here I've prepared a lineup for you. I prepared a lineup. And tell me how far off base, and I'll read it to the people. Turner, even when Harper comes back, has got to be a leadoff hitter. Gets on base, got speed. I know you don't care as much about that. Schwarber hits two, so now he hits with men on base. It opens up the hole even more, in my thinking, with no shift, and it opens up the hole more if you have a guy on first base. Hoskins, 3, because he still walks. There's a lot of guys that strike out, so I'm not worried about that. He's got power in the lineup. We okay so far?
Yeah, I like the 1-2 for sure.
Okay. Against righties, the DH is Hall, and I hit him 4 because he looks like he's a nice hitter.
Oh, he can hit, no doubt. I mean, okay. You look at the job he did when Harp went down last year. He picked us right up.
Okay, and you split the left-hander. So you got Hoskins in between Hall and Schwarber. JT now hits 5. Bohm hits 6. Castellanos hits 7. And I think if it's me, he's got to work to get higher in the lineup coming off of last season. Marsh and Stott, and I like the last hitter to be a better hitter because it kind of better
turns
when you turn
the lineup
it.
Over. Yeah.
So
I like your thoughts. There's a lot of different ways we can go, but I mean, I like your thinking behind this and your theory behind this. I do like Turner leading off, and I do like Schwarber hitting 2. The rest of it, we'll just have to see how spring training plays out and see how these guys play.
But you're not always going to be able to break up the left-handers and the right-handers. Because
there's going to be times where it's tough, and there's sometimes, depending on the opposing club's left-handed bullpen, you may not want to break up the left-handers.
You know, I was talking to Charlie Manuel the other day, and I don't know if you've heard, we had a fight at one time.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, he wanted to drop my ass is what he said.
I hear there's a long list of guys out there.
Yeah, right. We don't have enough paper to put it all down. Kevin knows that, too. We were talking about Bohm. He said he liked the way he hit, was the last couple months of the season, because he started to go more to left field.
Yep.
So I don't know that you can put him higher, but I like him there in the lineup. What don't you like about my lineup? And again, I'm just trying to make it easy for you.
Actually, I like the lineup quite a bit. And I think you've, like I said, your reasoning is very good, and especially with Stott at the bottom to turn the lineup over, because I think he's going to have a higher on base than he showed last year. He can hit, and he can hit left-handers too. The guys in the middle, like I said, we'll just have to see how they're swinging the bat coming out of spring training. I'm expecting Castellanos to have a big year. I really am. He's changed his approach a little bit, and he's staying back, and he's letting the ball travel. And I think we're going to get a better version of him. We're going to get a version of him that we signed, that we saw when he was in Cincinnati. Bohm's gotten a lot stronger over the shorter off season, and you're right, he's starting to pull the ball a little bit more, but he's still maintaining that opposite field approach, which I really like, keeps him on more pitches. D Hall, as we said, I mean, he can really hit.
Do you like that idea of putting him there when he plays against right-handers? Not
sure.
Necessarily, but there,
sure,
kind of
in the middle, somewhere in the middle lineup. I do. If he's swinging the bat the way he can swing it, that's probably where he's going to end up.
Rob, I'm a baseball guy, so you got to understand that.
When I'm done here, I'm going to go down and tell our bench coach that he better be careful with his job, because
Nick Sirianni that. If you ever need help, I'm not far away. And you guys are allowed to have phones down there. They can't have phones on the bench, but I'm on the sidelines for the Eagles. But, you know, so what's your biggest challenge? And we'll kind of conclude it with this. Your biggest challenge, it is Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and you're a Canadian guy, so you're kind of low-key and accept all these things. It just, I guess it's good. You know, that's one good thing about Canada. You guys don't overreact to a lot of things. But what's your biggest – and that's not a criticism. That's a compliment. What's your biggest challenge this year, do you think?
I think maintaining our guys to stay consistent and under control, and don't worry about the outside noise, because there's going to be a lot of expectations on this club. And as I said to them the other day, you know, we need to just worry about what our expectations are and try to block out all the other stuff. Just stay consistent with your approach. Come in, prepare, compete, be selfless, and be yourself, have fun, relax, and play as a team.
The next list I'll give you, the guys that wanted to drop my ass. And you look at those. They're still, and now we all understand. I'll tell you, and Dick Vermeil, when he was first coach with the Eagles, I had some criticisms about him working players too long. And he told the players, do not listen to me. I'm bad. And he just buried me at a major Maxwell Club function. And I said, that's okay. And now we're good friends, and I've been to his house. We've had dinner. It's just,
sure.
But it is the way it is. And I lied. One last thing, because I just remembered that Machado got called for too much time getting ready for. And Harper's going to be in that boat because they have a lot of things. And Harper's not here for you. You can watch it and prepare yourself, but you can't prepare yourself until you're actually out there.
Yeah.
How difficult, and you talked about it yesterday, how difficult do you think it's going to be for him?
I think for all of them. But, you know, he's got a routine that takes a while before he's ready to get in the box. And so he's got to manipulate that a little bit and adjust it a little bit so that he has plenty of time. And we're just going to have to work on it, whether it's in BP sessions or live BP sessions. And I'm sure when he comes back, he's going to get some AAA or minor league at bats. So he's going to have to work on it there and try to hone that routine so that, you know, he's not going to get a violation against him.
I wonder, you know, that a quarterback looks at a play clock. I wonder how much the batters are going to look out in the outfield and see where they are with time and then rush themselves and not be prepared for a pitch.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing right now is we're trying to get them aware of watching the clock, making sure that you're, you know, because guys do have a routine and they're thinking about the last pitch, they're thinking about the next pitch. You got to be aware of what's going on with the clock.
Okay. Rob, I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
You've always been a gentleman. You'll drop my ass at some point. But you can take
I'm going to take this, okay?
Okay. You can take the lineup down. It's great. Thanks. And needless to say, good luck. And in this town, with WIP, you're going to need it.
Thanks, Howard.
Thanks. All right. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll be right back. The time now is 8:44.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.